At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
And this week we're going to talk about tardy excuses.
Tardy lateness excuses.
Yes.
I was late this morning,
yes.
But I was late because you told me that you were going to be late, and then I ended up being later than you.
Yes, and in fact, we're 4 days late recording this because of a terrible incident that Susie underwent. Tell us, Susie, what happened.
Oh, God, guys, strap in.
Strap on.
Strap on. Always highbrow.
Always.
So, I was in Malta, clang, with the fam.
Malta.
Some of you, our regular listeners, will know that I went on holiday with the fam. It was lovely. It rained for 2 days, but it was still very nice.
I didn't realise that. Susie hadn't told me about the rain.
It rained for 2 days,
and then
it was sunny for 1 day, and then, of course, because I was so desperate to get a tan, I ended up burning myself.
Of course you did. What factor did you use?
I used 20.
Not high enough.
Well, no, I've got like a burn in between my tiny titties.
Oh.
I don't know why I said titties.
I don't know why you did, but I think it's a funny word. You should
titties.
Say it again.
I've got a burn in between my boobs.
And then it'll start to
peel, which will look really nice.
Really
so
nice.
I look like I've got some sort of skin disorder.
Probably.
So coming home, my brother and I booked into the 9 o'clock flight because we thought we'll get an extra day in.
That's lovely.
Great.
I did the same thing when I came back from Alicante, actually.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah.
Me and you.
You and me.
Two peas.
In a VA flight. In a podcast. Oh, that would have been better, yes.
Should we change the name of it?
Two peas in a podcast. Oh.
Maybe not. Let's keep it to this. So So we got there, 2 hours before the flight.
Of course.
As quarter to seven.
Quarter to seven, very early.
Yeah.
So you have a drink at the airport.
Have a drink at the
Maybe
airport.
Maybe something to eat if you
Maybe
fancy.
Maybe something to eat. Had a horrible frittata.
Oh, a disappointing frittata.
A diso fritto.
Oh.
So I So then we got there, and they were like, oh, sorry, your plane's late.
They seem to be
So chill about it. So the plane was delayed until 10 past midnight.
What? So that is, they did that when I flew back from Alicante, but I didn't get told. It's only because I have the BA app, of course I have.
Oh, clang.
Clang. You can download it for free. And because I didn't want to print out a boarding pass. Anyway, BA app told me that it was going to be like an hour and a half late, my one. But so frustrating.
Also, who has a printer?
Nobody has printers anymore.
Who prints out their boarding pass?
Nobody. Nobody prints it out. I've got a Ryanair flight tomorrow.
Clang.
And I've got to print out the boarding pass, and I cannot be bothered.
Yeah, I hear
Massively
you.
Cannot be bothered. And I know I'm going to get it wrong, and they'll be like, oh, sorry, you have to pay us now £5 million. Also, I mean, you know, you've got to be so strict with your luggage and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
But BA, you always think, oh, it's BA. It's very reliable. They won't mess you around.
They were completely messed around.
That is so annoying.
Got there. So we had 5.5 hours to wait in an airport.
Oh, so what did you do? Scrabble? Twister?
No, I read...
Chess.
I finished a book.
Oh, my goodness.
Writing.
The Bible.
I've written a book. No, I haven't.
Oh, that's great.
Gideon's. Bible.
Great.
No, I finished Sarah Pascoe's book, which is excellent.
Right, great.
And then read Vanity Fair.
Really? Went into a bit of Thackeray?
Yeah.
Or the magazine?
The magazine.
Oh, different.
and then just waited.
Or just waited, that's all you can do.
Squeezed in a row with my brother.
Oh, you had quite a lot of rows, didn't you? What was it about?
Not in a horrible way, but just when you go... Like, I love my brother dearly. He's such a good guy.
He's such
a nice man, such a good guy.
To this podcast.
No, of course not. He's not that interested in my career. But he's a lovely man. And he, I mean, you just revert, don't you, to being teenagers.
Yeah, of course.
So we end up being like, well, can you just, look, just give me 5 minutes. Like,
Great. And what did your mum say? Was your mum like, you two, pack it in?
Yeah, mum was like, oh, come on, Sue. I think it was me
it's
a lot of the time.
Mainly you being a little bitch, wasn't it?
I'm a little rat a lot of the time.
Oh.
And no, it's not that I'm a little rat. It's that I want everyone to know that I'm really busy all of the time. So I want to be like, guys, I have a really busy life. Can we all do what I want to do?
Yeah, being really busy is a great way of... Like, I do it, I think, of being like, oh, I'm too busy. Oh, no, I can't do that. I'm so
yeah,
busy.
Like, I tell everyone lies about how busy I am.
Nobody else has got anything else on as far as I'm concerned. Nothing is as busy as my life.
Like,
of course,
today I had a meltdown because I'm having a bed delivered.
Now, you are having a bed delivered.
So, okay, so guys.
Oh.
It's all knock-on from Malta.
Knock-on from, this is what lateness causes.
Right, 2 days in the rain. Thanks, Malta.
Thanks very much, Malta. What's the food like in Malta?
And people kept... Oh, sorry. Oh, well, we went to some English places.
Of course.
You knew. You're so baiting. You knew that we wouldn't have gone.
I would have gone to the English places. I would have done. Did it have
You've got your
menu,
bitchy little face on.
Did it have photographs instead of words?
Some. Like meat pie, misc meat.
Oh, I love that.
So, 2 days in the... 2 days in the rain, 1 day in the sun.
Mm. And people kept saying what? What did people keep saying you were going to say?
People thought that I was my dad's wife. I have got to an age where I look old enough to be shagging a 61-year-old. Oh. How sad is that?
How nice, how delicately put.
I really do have a way with words.
Why did people keep thinking you were his wife? What situations?
Like Mr. and Mrs. Ruffle.
Well, what was your mum doing at this point?
Well, I don't know, she's probably pretending to be married to my brother.
What a family. And when... So... Going back to the lateness.
Sorry. So 5 hours delay.
5 hours. And
it wasn't 5 hours. It was 3.5 hours, but 5 hours we were at the airport. Then we got... Then we ended up circling Gatwick for like 6 weeks because everyone had been delayed because of the air traffic controls in France. So everyone had arrived at...
And how are you going to get back into town from Gatwick?
Well, I wanted to get the last Gatwick Express, which I'd already paid for.
That's what I had to do. Yeah.
2:05. I thought I must get... Missed it. Had to pay for a bloody Uber.
An Uber? From Gatwick?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
70 quid.
Oh, no.
I was so furious. You know, obviously, me and my brother went Dutch.
Where does your brother live then?
Well, he was staying at mine, because he couldn't get back to Southampton.
No, but where did your mum and dad go?
Oh, they got on a flight earlier.
What?
Mum don't like late flights.
So they weren't even on the same flight as you?
No, they were going back to Bournemouth.
They flew into Bournemouth, so convenient for them.
So convenient for them.
They had a great time.
They had such a lovely holiday. I had a really nice holiday.
So you had like 3 hours just with you and your brother in the airport?
Five. Yeah. But I love him. But like...
Sure, but it's intense.
It's intense.
But you had like 2 hours all together and then 3 hours just you and your brother.
No, mum and dad had left like in the afternoon.
Oh, no. Oh, Suze, that sounds so stressful. I didn't realise that.
It was... Oh. You're saying that was so stressful, but your little eyes are so gleeful. So then, because of... So, guys, we're meant to be recording this very podcast on Friday.
Yeah, but we're not.
It's Monday now. So I had to text Tom at about 10 saying, I'm stuck in Malta.
I was about to go on stage in Didcot Parkway.
How was the gig?
Not that good, but anyway...
I knew that.
I was happier to deal with the admin of rescheduling this.
Yeah, I took your mind off of what was a terrible time.
Yeah, by all accounts. Yes.
So, I had to... said, Tom, I'll be an absolute mess for the poddy. Can't do it.
Can't
do it on Fry. Can we move it to Mun?
And then, of course, there was the worry of the bed.
So, guys, you know I've got a new bed. Sure.
What sort of bed have you got? Where's it from? Is it from Dreams? Sleep on the bed of
dreams. It is from Dreams.
Because that jingle worked. What did you go for? Memory foam?
No, it went for just like a standard...
For the memories. Yeah.
Went for like a standard one. Like in the middle of... like not the cheapest, not the dearest. Come on. Not made of money.
Not made of money, but still
and
doing pretty well.
It's rock hard, Tom. Oh, it's like sleeping on a bag of rocks.
So, do you like that?
No, I don't.
Oh, so why have you bought it?
So, we've now got a comfort exchange. So now we're exchanging our mattress. You get 40 sleeps.
Really?
Yeah, you get 40 sleeps.
There's a lot of talk about mattresses, aren't there? Because some people advertise them on their podcast. About, what are they called? Like, and there's also an advert on the Tube for, like, Diane mattresses. It's like
and
a yellow...
Like, yeah, and it says, like, 90 days. If you're not happy in 90 days.
So what do they do with the old mattress?
Sling it out.
Do they sling it out or do they sell it to somebody else? Because I don't think I'd like to sleep on a mattress that somebody else has 90 days.
Just turn it over.
Turn it over and bang it out there.
Sounds really rude.
It does.
Turn it over,
it?
Bang it out. So then had to change the bed delivery. Then Had to try and do it over the weekend. My reference number wasn't working.
Why?
Don't know.
Why do good things happen to bad people?
This morning they rang. They were going to deliver between 11 and 1 today. Let me tell you guys.
The inconvenience.
It's 11 o'clock now. So, anyway, rang them. You know when you're right ready for a ruck?
Yeah.
Couldn't have sounded more Portsmouth then.
Oh, yeah. I see, right ready for a ruck. A lot of those words I don't understand.
I went to ring them and be like, look, guys.
Yeah.
You delivered the wrong bed.
Yeah.
This isn't what I asked for. I asked for, like, a soft one.
This is not what I've tried to change over the weekend. Sleep on a bed of dreams.
I'm not sleeping on a bed of dreams.
I'm sleeping on a bed of nightmares.
Anyway, it turned out this morning there was a very helpful woman. It's being delivered on Wednesday.
What was the helpful woman's name?
I don't know. Maybe Karen? But that's just an assumption. But I feel like she could have been a Karen.
She sounded like a Karen. Yeah, let's assume it was Karen.
Look, it's absolutely fine. But it's just been a knock-on effect.
It has been a knock-on effect. What sort of excuses will you use if you're late?
Like,
for example, today it was, I'm sorry I'm late, I decided to walk my girlfriend to work.
Yes, but that was because you text me saying I'm going to be late and I woke up well late.
I woke up like 17 minutes before my train was leaving. There's no way.
No way.
I had to shower.
Thank God.
I sunbathed yesterday and I went to a gig without showering. That's what's happened to me.
In the morning, you didn't have a shower in the morning?
I did. I have a shower in the morning, yeah.
Oh, thank God for that.
Before I left Birmingham, I had a shower.
Oh, in the Holiday Express?
Yeah, it was actually a normal Holiday Inn.
The one across the road from the venue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. I think they upgraded my room slightly because it wasn't like a box.
I think they've done it up in there.
They have done up some of the rooms, actually, but then some of the knobs had fallen off the front of the tap, so the taps weren't completely perfect, and there was a little bit of scuffing on the plug hole. I didn't want to make a big deal about it.
How did you scuff a plug hole?
Well, that's what you've got to ask, isn't it? That's what you've got to ask.
It's a bit like animals that I'm sharing a room with.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I wasn't... Hopefully it wasn't the people I was... Anyway, but it's a bit like graffiti in a toilet. Who takes a pen in there? But what I will say is it was very comfortable, and then I came back, I fell asleep in the garden for a couple of hours before I had to get a train to Maidenhead. The trains yesterday, going through London, every step of the way was engineering works. Every step of the way. Tried to get an Uber across London to save myself the hassle. Well,
nada.
The Uber went past Blackfriars Station. I then phoned him and said, where are you? He said, I was 3 minutes away. Now it's telling me I'm 14 minutes away. Can you wait or do you want to cancel? I said, I'll cancel. And then Uber charged me £5. Then I had to go online to say, no, this was not my problem. Yeah. This is yours. And they refunded it immediately. But it was very stressful for a time.
There was a 7-minute window.
Yeah.
Were you at max stress?
Max stress. And then I had to run because Paddington.
Oh, I love watching you run.
Oh, running with a straight back. So sexy. And then
running in a pair of
court shoes, sprinting through Edgware Road, because Paddington is like the worst station in the world, by the way. Paddington is the worst.
Okay. People... Don't tell the bear. He loves it there.
Well, I'm not surprised he was lost with a label on him.
Yeah. Thank God he had those marmalade sandwiches.
Thank God he had those marmalade sandwiches, which they so love in Peru. But
we've had some bad feedback from me saying on the podcast last week that I like marmalade and Marmite.
We have had some bad feedback on that, actually, because it is disgusting. And I think I probably let it go a bit too lightly.
No, but you told me that you didn't want to do the podcast with me anymore because you thought it was so gross.
I was looking for an emoticon that was puke.
Oh, but you didn't have time to...
Didn't have time, unfortunately, to look at
it. Too busy running
from... Oh, I got on the train yesterday. I was beads of sweat on my shiny head. Yeah, people were looking at me.
Oh, no. Was your shirt wet?
Yeah, and my blazer. I smelled horrible.
Oh, you sweated through?
Yeah.
I don't think of you as a sweaty person. Are you sweaty?
No, I'm super sweaty, yeah.
Are you?
I mask it really well.
Yeah, you do. Do you often have a handkerchief with you?
Yes. Have you not seen my top pocket?
Well, yeah, but there's not one today.
No,
I know when you go on stage, you have a handkerchief.
Yeah, actually, in this silk, I wouldn't dab sweat with this. But I don't know. I'm not that sweaty. I don't carry a handkerchief for sweat management. Maybe I should, though.
Or like a flannel?
Towel? A bath sheet? What are they?
Or just wear a bathrobe.
Oh, my God. Just wear a toweling robe everywhere.
A dressing gown.
Oh, my God. What a great idea. Just shuffling around from hotel
and
to hotel.
Like a turban, you know, when you do your hair in a turban.
A towel turban. I learned how to do this the other day.
Why?
Just for fun.
Who taught you?
My mum. So you put it round your head, and then you twist it at the front, and then you throw it back.
Yeah, you're telling me this like I don't have long hair.
I know, but isn't it fun? Like,
it
everybody
is fun.
Can do it. It's fun when you're a bald man doing it.
Oh, did you feel like you had a ponytail for a while?
Yeah.
Great.
Felt great, yeah. And so I was just sweating horribly. But then the train wasn't air-conditioned. I had to use my writing book to fan myself with.
Oh, Tom, I think nurses have it hard.
You know? you know. It was really stressful. Sorry, what were we saying?
We were talking about my excuse for being late this morning was that I walked my girlfriend to work.
Sorry, I'm late. I decided to walk the entire journey. Yeah, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, sorry about that. And we're here now.
But you clearly went, it's quite a detour to go from where you live now in the east to Tottenham Court Road.
Yes, it is.
To then come to London Bridge.
We walked down the canal. So that's something that people often don't know about London, our non-London listeners. There's a beautiful canal that goes through London.
Beautiful. Not just through London. You can get that canal all the way up to Birmingham if you want.
That same canal?
Yep.
No.
The Prince Regent Canal, I think.
Yeah.
I think so. Or the, is it the Imperial Canal? It's called or something.
Oh my God, I never knew that.
The canals, as I'm sure many of our listeners will know, canals were created because of the necessity to...
Okay. Sorry, we're going to go again one more time on that. Can we just...
Sorry, can I go again?
Rolling.
Because of the necessity to transport china from the West Midlands, where it was made in places like Wedgwood.
Oh, I've heard of Wedgwood china.
And you couldn't just transport loads of teacups on the back of a horse and cart over all the muddy, dirty, rocky road. Because they'll all smash. So you need a smooth way of transporting it. What do they have? The narrowboat. On your canals. On your canals.
Tom.
Good fact.
Great fact.
Great fact, right? You can get all over the UK on canals.
Oh my God, should we live in a canal boat?
Yes, that's what I'm going to say, like Rosie and Jim.
Oh my God. Do you want to be Rosie or Jim?
Rosie.
I thought so.
And I want to be... What was his name? Rosie and Jim. Rosie and Jim on the old rag doll. Was it part of your childhood watching this?
Not really. My brother watched it. Having a stroke.
Did you know? Don't remember who they were?
Yeah, I do. They were like puppets.
They were like puppets who lived on a narrowboat. And there was a man on it who like controlled the boat. And I can't remember what he was called.
Yeah, my brother was obsessed with Rosie and Jim. You've got a question about him, haven't you?
You've got a question. Why is he living on a narrowboat with two talking
dolls.
Puppets? Yeah, why?
Sounds like he might be Garrity.
Sounds like he might be a psychopath.
Do you know the word Garrity?
You've used it before, I
think. On the podcast.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Like crazy. It's like a gypsy word for crazy.
I was going to say, isn't it? Yeah. Is it, what is the term for gypsy slang like that?
I think it's diddy-coy.
Diddy-coy?
Is the
like
language.
Like didcot.
Like didcot, but even worse, if you can imagine.
Diddy-coy, that's not an offensive word?
No, I think that's what the language is called.
Oh, really?
But not that I speak the language, but I know bits of it.
What, can you speak... Is it like a whole language that people will speak?
Kind of. It's kind
really?
Of like... It's kind of like... It's not like Pig Latin, but it kind of is. And then it's got those bits of Cockney rhyming slang in it.
Oh, a bit like Polaris, then?
Yes, a bit like Polaris. Do you know what... Okay, explain to the listener what Polaris is, because I don't really know this.
I don't know. As far as I know, that's a mixture of Romany...
Right.
Which I guess is what we're saying.
It's yeah.
Like, sort of a gypsy... language.
It would be like a gypsy language that people would have so that... I think it was kind of invented so that...
Gays, well, Polaris,
so people
mean.
Didn't... No, I'm talking about Roman...
Oh, sorry.
Diddy-coy, I think, was so other people couldn't understand what they were saying.
Yes. Well, I think slang is always a way of, like, galvanising your community, isn't it?
It's yes.
Like, you know, like Cockney rhyming slang. Mm. It's all sort of going, like, we're in the same gang, aren't we talk the special language, I think.
Yeah, of course, yeah,
I'm sure there are linguists out there going, no, that's not...
No, Tom, you're incorrect. But if you're a linguist, get a podcast.
Maybe get your own podcast and then you
yeah,
can
guys?
Challenge it.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Cool.
But I would say... And then I think Polaris was a mixture of Romany, I think Yiddish as well, but it's spoken a lot of the time by performers, dancers, in the theatres, because it allowed the gay dancers, to talk about, like, blokes and stuff. Yeah. To talk, and they'd be like, but a lot of the time it's just words that are spelled backwards. Like, hair becomes Raya.
Do you know any?
Yeah, like, hair becomes Raya.
Okay.
Lally's legs. Lovely to Varda. I think that's an Italian word, Varda. To look at. That means to look at.
Oh, so like he's nice to look at.
Nice to, yeah. Lovely to Varda, a dolly old eek. Dolly old, dolly would mean pretty. Eek is face. So lovely to Varda, lovely to see your pretty face. Look at the lallies on that. It's all, and then of course Kenneth Williams and names going out of my head from Round the Horn would do it as Julian and Sandy.
Yes.
So it's quite extraordinary that it was sort of spoken quite freely on the BBC.
Yeah, on the radio.
In the 60s. But yeah, so that's how. But there's loads of those words. There's loads of them. I'm trying to think of what they are. Omi Poloni is Omi is man.
Yeah.
Poloni, I think, is gay man. Poloni, yeah, bird-like man. Omi Poloni. Lovely to... Look at the... Was it Varda the Omi Poloni on the front row?
Oh, right. Oh, yeah,
sort of
I love it.
It's kind of cool, really, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
We should bring it back.
Bring it back. Ding. So why were you late this morning?
Oh, because I walked Tony to work and then stopped and bought a book.
Oh, that's when you bought that book. And then, so how did you get from Tottenham Court Road to here?
I walked down to Green Park. Got on the jubbly.
The jubbly line. Oh,
sorry, okay. I was only 10 minutes late for you in the Emma, wasn't
I? No, it's fine. I was listening to the soundtrack to the musical Hamilton.
Oh, just in case anyone wasn't aware that you were gay.
Just in case anybody... Apparently we can't call them soundtracks now. Cast recordings.
Oh,
everybody can just shut up. I'm done with this.
If Tom's going to get on his high horse about anything, it will be about the minutiae of musical theatre recordings.
Exactly, exactly. Original cast recording, Broadway.
So what you were late because you slept over?
I didn't sleep over. I slept in.
You slept in.
So I didn't get back from Maidenhead until very late.
Why is that called Maidenhead?
Because there was a maiden there who gave...
Really good.
Really good. Head, yeah. And then they've opened an art
centre
there.
Two great facts on the podcast today.
More facts.
Canals and people that give great head. Are we allowed to say that on the podcast?
Yeah. There was one where I called... didn't I call everybody cunts or something?
Yeah, and then you got worried about it. You texted me saying, should we cut that? And I said,
and
nah,
Susie said, no, leave
it
in.
It.
They love it. They love it. But
so any tips for not being late, Tom?
Well, I think it's about deciding what time you need to leave and then working back from then. Working out an early time to leave as well, not the...
Right.
Like, for example,
the
if I have to get to the
worst.
Station, it's 12 minutes to the station. But that's, like, exact, like, no room for error. What I should allow is 15 to 20 minutes to walk to the station. Leave with that in mind.
Get a coffee.
Get a coffee if I'm early. Read a book if I'm early. But I'm so, like, oh, I don't want to be sat there waiting. Because, you know, there's so much time waiting. I don't want to be waiting. I've got things to do. I've got tweets to send.
How long do you take from the moment that you get that you wake, your alarm goes off, to leaving the house?
Good question. I usually work on... It should be an hour, really.
Oh, as long as that?
Yeah. It takes a lot of work to get my head this shiny.
Oh, wow.
Buffing the head.
Buffing it. Shaving it.
Shaving it. Polishing.
I can do it in 25.
Can you?
Yeah.
With breakfast or without?
Without breakfast, but washing hair.
Really?
As you can see, it's quite frizzy today because I left it dry naturally.
What? So what will you put in? Sometimes mousse?
Sometimes mousse.
Do people still use mousse on their hair?
Yeah, I do.
I used to love that. Also, as well, after sun mousse. I used to love that. Oh, we were talking about that the other week. if you've got sunburn, you can put after sun on.
I can.
It's cooling.
Right.
Very cooling. And I would say that's what you have to do. I mean, sometimes I think, why don't I just accept that I'm a late person? Why don't I just go like, sorry, I'm
late.
I couldn't
really
be bothered to turn up on time.
Is it?
Some people hate it so much.
Yeah, or like, you didn't excite me enough for me to leave the house on time.
Sorry, I couldn't be bothered to like make myself conscious in time to come and see you. Or the worst is if I can't do anything about it and I just have to get up, not shower, throw clothes on, run to the station.
Oh, stinky,
depressing.
Stinky Tom.
So depressing. The worst.
The
worst. Oh. But, you know, it's a rare thing, but sometimes we have to do it. I feel like, yeah, some people I know, I have, like, ease of communication whereby we're just always late together.
Like you and I?
For example, you. Some things, less...
Yeah, I remember you coming to my house once and literally being about an hour and a half late.
Yes, that has happened at times with people.
You're like, do you want to come for dinner? Yeah, I'll be there in...
But I'm not...
Three
that's
to
quite rare.
Hours,
that
it?
Is
yeah,
quite
is
rare
quite
that
rare.
I'll be that late.
Yeah, no, I'm only...
I mean,
playing, Tom.
No.
Don't get your old girl out.
I think as well, the further I live from somewhere, the earlier I am.
Yes.
So I tend to be early for flights.
Yes. I'm terrified of missing a flight.
Have
you ever
it.
Missed one?
Yes, I did it.
Oh,
in Singapore.
God, what happened? Oh, I remember.
Awful.
I remember so well. Yes. Tell the story.
So
it was
so awful.
You
they
were
said
so
to me,
stressed.
They said to me, why don't you stay up late? Your flight's at 9:30 in the morning. You're going to have to be there at 7:30. You're going to have to leave at 7. It's midnight now. Why don't you just, like, stay up? And I was like, that sounds like a great idea. Stayed up.
Got smashed.
Went back to my room to pick up my case. Did not wake up. Went to sleep. Woke up 9:30.
And your flight
was there? No, woke up at, like, 9:15.
Your flight was at
9:30. Or something like that. I woke up at 8, maybe. It was awful. The hotel staff had to wake me up. I was marched into a cab. Oh, it was just so terrible. And then I missed it, and I was just like, nobody's there. When you miss a flight, you go to the check-in desk, and no one from the airline is there, because then I think they all move to doing the loading.
Flight, well, yeah.
They do. Well, they start loading people onto the plane.
Right, yeah, of course.
It was awful, Sue. It was awful.
And then, didn't you email me from, like, a restaurant?
Oh, that was so awful. And then I just, like, ordered some toast and a coffee, and it was just, like, the worst coffee and the worst toast I'd ever had, and there was, like, a cold
toast. Did you cry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cried in the check-in bit when there was no one there.
It's really stressful. I was almost late I did some gigs in Switzerland, and then I had to get to the airport.
Oh.
And I hadn't really worked out how far away it was. And I got to the airport and I was like, I mean, I've only got an hour, but this surely is fine. And then they had like two machines to put your bags through.
Mm.
So the queue was like unbelievable. And I'm not, people might assume that I'm like, excuse me, do you mind if I, but I'm like really embarrassed to like push in.
It's awful. Yeah, and you can do it if you're running late. Yeah. It will be okay.
But then I said to the guy in front of me, I was like, I'm really sorry, I'm late. Would you mind if I just sneaked in front of you? And he was just like, really like, well, no, you should have been on time.
No, really?
Yeah, and I was
I bet
like,
that's how they are in Switzerland, because they make all those clocks there.
Yeah, everyone's got 6 or 7 clocks.
Oh, easily.
7 or 8 watches.
Toblerones.
And Toblerones. They've got all of that stuff. Really expensive shampoo.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, really expensive. But I made it. I was the last person on, and I had to run to the gate. And when I sat in my seat, I burst into tears.
Oh,
I was so relieved.
It's so stressful. So
it was the first time I'd been abroad for gigs, and... like, you know,
why were you like, were you like me? Were you
no, I just didn't really factor it in. I was quite, I just sort of thought, if I leave 2 hours before the flight, it'll be fine. And then there was traffic. And then, like, had there not been traffic, had there not been a queue to get through the machines,
and it's often like a small, yeah, then it would all be fine. It's often the small things as well, isn't it? It's like if you left like
10 minutes earlier,
10 minutes earlier. That's, I mean, I say you, I mean me. Like yesterday, if I'd left a bit earlier, I would have not had to run through the.
It was so. Yeah, I burst into tears when I got on the flight because I. Do you know, I don't, like, you know what it's like with comedy? Like, you know, I don't earn great money now, but, like, then you earn, like, when you're first starting out and you try and go professional, freelance.
Yeah, it's really
It's so hard to make ends meet for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And I was, like, Googling whilst I was in this queue how much a flight would be. And it was, like, as nearly as much as what all of the gigs were for me to go away and do them.
That's basically what happened with the Singapore one.
Oh my god, I was so emotional, and I just sat down. And I just burst into tears. Oh. I was like, "Oh my god, I'm high. I'm gonna be home." And then I thought, "Oh, I bet the plane crashes." It didn't. Spoiler alert! I'm here.
It didn't. Okay, well,
if you're late at the moment listening to us,
don't worry, you're not.
Run! Oh my god, run! Everyone,
Susie, don't make it worse. That is the feeling I have in most of my life. I'm thinking, I'm giving myself a heart condition. I need to calm down. I need to be on time for things. Just apologise. Say, I'm sorry I'm late, human error. And then just, like, maybe think about what you're doing with your life.
And then maybe, maybe send them a link to our podcast.
Maybe, and then they'll be like, oh, that was delightful. And then you'll be okay. But it's all right. And the thing is, just be like, oh, sorry I'm late, and then begin confidently. That's the thing. No one's really going to remember it.
No, it's fine. Yeah. Unless it's your wedding.
Then people get really shitty.
Yeah, people get really shitty about being late for a wedding.
Yeah, really annoyed.
Tom... I think that brings us to the end of this week's Like-Minded Friends.
Yep. Before we go, do feel free to come and see us in a gig.
We're doing our tour together
In the fall.
Or the autumn, if you're English.
If you're English. Do check out the details at tomindeed.com.
Or susieruffle.co.uk.
And do come and see us. We'd love to see you there. And, that's it, really.
It is.
And we'll speak to you next week for sure.
Okay. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Cheers.
Okay, cheers. Bye. 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 Bye.
Ben jij prijsbewust? Nu extra MB's bij de Samsung Galaxy A5 2017 voor €17,50 per maand. Nu met 300 minuten of sms'jes en 1500 MB internet. Kijk op ben.nl.
Let op. Geld lenen kost geld.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.